the start of every new year, we usually reflect on the past.
每一年新的开始，我们都回想过去。
We often reflect on our successes and our failures.
我们经常回想说我们的成功和失败。
So did you do that? Did you look back to see what God has blessed you with in your life?
我不知道你们有没有这样子做，你们有没有回想。 过去的一年神是怎样祝福你们？
What did he teach you?
他怎样教导你们？
How did he transform you?
他怎样改变你的人生？
And did he spend time disciplining you?
他有没有花时间来教训教导你？
At the new year, it's a wonderful time for us to look back and to look forward.
在新的一年的开始，是一个很好的时间，我们回想过去，憧憬未来。
We can look forward to future dreams and goals.
我们可以憧憬我们的未来，设定我们的目标。
And sometimes we can spend that time looking for at God giving us second chances.
而且有时候呢，我们可以就看到神给我们第二次机会。
God renews us every year.
神每一年都重新的付给我们。
But he also renews us every day.
他每天都让我们重新过一个新的人生。
Every morning we wake up is God's gift of new blessings and mercies to us.
每一天当我们醒过来的时候，是神给我们新的祝福，还有恩典。
We have just celebrated Christmas, and I wanted to look forward to this new year of talking about Jesus as a toddler.
我们刚刚过完圣诞节，但我今天还是想让大家一起来看耶稣基督是小婴孩的时候的故事。You
just read Matthew, the second chapter.
我们刚刚读到马太福音第二章。And
I want to show you how we know that that chapter is about when Jesus was a toddler.
这个一章是一个章节是耶稣基督大概差不多两岁的时候。
If you look at verse 2:11, it says, On coming to the house, they were overjoyed. I'm sorry, on coming to the house, they saw the child with the mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
第二章第十一节讲到，进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子。
So by that verse, we know that Mary, Jesus, and Joseph are living in a house.
所以从这个经节里面，我们可以看到玛利亚、约瑟还有这些小孩子是住在一个房子里面。And
we also see that the verse says Jesus is a child.
而且我们看到耶稣基督这时候是一个小孩子。He's
no longer an infant in the stable.
他不是刚刚出生的婴儿，就是在马槽里面刚刚出生的婴儿。We
learn from Scripture very little about Jesus's young years, but this is a verse that talks about what happened to him when he was a toddler.
圣经里面讲到耶稣基督小时候的事情不是很多，但是这个章节里面讲到他大概两岁的时候发生的事情。In
Matthew 2:16, we get an idea of how old Jesus would have been.
在第二章第十六节，我们可以看到耶稣基督那时候大概几岁。
When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time that he had learned from the Magi.
第十六节讲到，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并市井所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细询问的时候，凡两岁以内的都杀尽了。So
you see, King Herod chose to kill all the boys 2 years and younger according to the time that the Magi said Jesus was born.
所以你可以看到，希律王在时候杀掉了
So that gives us a clue that Jesus would have been 2 or younger, maybe 18 months to 2 years old.
所以我们这里面可以看到耶稣基督那时候大概是18个月到2岁之间。
Now who is King Herod?
这个希律王是谁呢?
King Herod was appointed by Rome to be the king of the Jews.
希律王是罗马政府指派的做犹太人的王。
But he wasn't accepted by the Jews because he did not fulfill the prophecy.
但是他并没有被犹太人所接纳，因为他不像先知书所预说的那样子。He
was only partly Jewish, and he did not come from the line of David.
他不完全是犹太人，而且他也不是大卫王以下支派的，大卫王的这个一线的。King
Herod rebuilt the temple. This is the third time that the temple would have been built, and he rebuilt it more beautiful and larger than before.
希律王呢，他第三次重建了圣殿，而且把这个圣殿建得比以前更大更漂亮。But
even him rebuilding the temple did not win him the loyalty of the Jews.
但是虽然他重建了圣殿，他并没有得到犹太人的忠心。
Because he also rebuilt the pagan temples. He looked at everyone and everything as a threat to him.
所以呢，希律王他对所有对他的王位有影响的所有的人、所有的事都是非常小心谨慎的。And
in Matthew 2:3, it says, when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem. When he heard that Jesus was born as King of the Jews, that disturbed King Herod.
所以在这第二章第三节里面讲到，希律王听见了耶稣基督是犹太王的时候，就心里面不安。
He was a very insecure king, and so he set out to kill Jesus.
他非常没有安全感，所以他决定要把耶稣基督杀掉。Bible
scholars describe him as ruthless and heartless, jealous and suspicious.
圣经学者呢，把他描述成为一个非常残忍的人，而且是非常多疑的人。
As a sample of how heartless he was a ruler who not only killed his wife, but killed some of his children.
举个例子，看看他有多残忍，就是他把自己的妻子和孩子都杀掉。He
was loyal only to himself, and he was the only one loyal to him.
他只对自己忠心耿耿，而且恐怕他也只有他一个人对自己是那样忠心耿耿。
King Herod had a lot of power, but that power did not bring him peace and security.
这个希律王他有很大的权力，但这个权力并没有给他带来心里面的平安。His
entire life was void of an internal peace.
他整个一生中就没有心里面的平安。Fear,
insecurity, jealousy, selfishness. These were all things that caused him to boldly reject Jesus Christ.
害怕，没有安全感，妒忌，还有自私，都驱使他想把耶稣基督杀掉。And
isn't it interesting that he was out to kill the only person that could give him peace?
所以我们来这看很有趣的一件事情，就是说。 他要把一个能给他带来心中平安的人杀掉。He
wanted to kill the only person that could give him a heart.
他要把唯一一个能给他一个爱心的人杀掉。Rejecting
Jesus, the only person that not only could give him that internal peace, that he needed, but could give him eternal peace.
耶稣基督是能够给带给他内心的平安，而且是永久的平安。 但是他却决定要拒绝他。
So what can we learn from King Herod for the new year?
所以在这新的一年，我们能够从希律王身上学到什么呢？
Looking out there, I don't think there's anybody out there that's ruthless.
我相信在座没有一个人是很残暴的。
However, we might have some of the traits that King Herod had.
但是我们有可能有希律王的一些特性。
Do we ever live in fear?
我们在当中的人有没有过着一个很害怕的生活？
Or how about insecurity?
或者说你觉得没有安全感？
Do we ever have times in our life that we're jealous of others?
你有没有嫉妒过人家？
And how about selfishness?
或者说你有时候会有自私？
I don't proclaim standing here that I never have any of those feelings.
我不会跟你们讲说我从来没有这种感觉。
But what I do proclaim is when we live with those feelings, we are living in sin. And when we live in sin, we too are rejecting Jesus.
但是我可以告诉大家的就是，当我们有这种感觉的时候，那就是我们生活在罪性中。当我们生活在罪性中，那就是我们拒绝耶稣基督。
We do not have to live with those qualities in our life.
我们不必要。 过着这样的生活。
And since this is a new year, we can start fresh.
因为这是一个新的一年, 所以我们可以重新开始。
We can renew our relationship with Christ.
我们可以跟耶稣基督重建关系。
We can ask Him to forgive us when we feel those feelings of fear, insecurity, selfishness, jealousy.
我们可以求祂赦免我们，当我们有这一种。
In this new year, we can embrace Christ instead of rejecting Him.
我们可以接受耶稣基督，而不是拒绝他。
He promises to transform us by His grace.
他应许我们，他要用他的恩典来改变我们。
And when He transforms us, He fills our life with hope, love, security.
当他改变我们的时候，我们的人生就充满了盼望、爱，还有平安。He
is the one that can give us internal peace and eternal peace.
他是唯一一个能给我们内心的平安，还有永远的平安的。In
Matthew 7:7, it says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock on the door." And it will be opened for you. For anyone who asks, he who receives, he who seeks finds, and he who knocks on the door, it is opened.
在马太福音第七章第七到第八节讲，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
So this new year, let's remember to ask, seek, and knock.
所以在这新的一年，我们要记着，我们要寻找，我们也要叩门。
The prophet Isaiah refers to Jesus as the everlasting Father.
在以赛亚，他先知以赛亚，他讲到耶稣基督的时候说。 他讲到什么时候说他是永在的父。
That means He is our Father for all eternity.
这就意味着说永永远远他都是我们的父。
Isaiah also says He's the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚先知也说耶稣基督是平安的王。
He establishes perfect peace. He brings peace. He gives us peace. Jesus is our peace.
他是他建立了永在的平安，他也带给我们平安，他本身就是平安。
Even when this world isn't in peace, Jesus gives us internal peace.
即便这个世界没有平安，但是耶稣基督给我们内在的平安。
In John, as Jesus was preparing the apostles for his ascension into heaven, he tells them this: Peace I leave with you, peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid.
在约翰福音第十四章里面讲到，就是耶稣基督当要升天之前，他安慰他的门徒说：“我的平安我留给你们，我带给你们平安，我给你们的这个世界不能给你们。”
Jesus' peace is beyond all of our understanding, and as Christians, we can claim that peace.
耶稣基督的平安是超过我们所能理解的，他能带给我们平安。
Replace fear, insecurity, jealousy with the peace of God.
让我们把我们的害怕、我们的妒忌、我们的不安全感，换掉，用平安来换掉。
And if you are not a Christian and you are in this room, before you leave, sometime.Learn about what it is to have the peace of God.
如果你还不是基督徒的话，那你可以学习说这个平安是什么样的东西。
Don't live through this year without God's peace.
在这新的一年，你不要没有神的平安。
So as you read Matthew 2, the chapter, we learned about the Magi.Or sometimes referred to as the wise men. Well, who were they?
让我们再来看看第二章。我们看到了这个博士。那这些博士呢，究竟是什么人？
We learn from Bible scholars first who they aren't.
圣经学者呢，讲到他们就说，会先跟我们说他们不是什么东西，不是什么。
We learn that there might not have been three kings.
圣经学者跟我们说，他们可能不是三个君王。
We don't know how many kings. We assume three kings because there were three gifts given.
通常的讲法说是有三个人，但是实际上我们不知道。我们讲三个是因为说有三份礼物。
We know that they're not from the Orient, as the Christmas Carol refers to them.
我们也知道说他们不是从不一定是从远东来的。虽然在我们唱圣诞节唱歌的时候，都是说他们从远东来的。
We don't know for sure where they came from.
我们不知道确切他们从哪里来的。
And we don't know if they were pagan, Gentile, or Jewish.
我们不知道他们是不是犹太人还是外邦人。
According to Bible scholars, this is who they think they could be.
圣经学者普遍认为他们是这样子的。
They think they could have been leaders from the east, out near ancient Babylon.
他们觉得他们可能是在东方的，就是耶路撒冷东方的，大概是靠近巴比伦的那种首领。
They could have possibly been descendants of Noah's son, Japheth.
他们可能是挪亚的儿子亚弗的后代。
Most likely, they were astrologers that studied the stars and the signs of wonder.
但是他们最有可能是星象家，研究天上的星象，还有异象。
And some scholars believe that they would have been from three different parts of the world, representing the whole world coming to bow to the Messiah baby king.
有一些学者甚至认为说他们是从世界各个不同的地方来的，就三个不同的方向来的，代表全世界都向这个以赛亚的小孩子敬拜。
So let's talk about what we do know from the second chapter of Matthew.
所以让我们来看看我们所知道的有关这些博士的事情。
In Matthew 2:2, it says, they watched the stars and they saw his star in the east.
在马太福音第二章第二节讲到说他们在东方看见那个星，他的星。
It wasn't just any star. They identified it as his star.
不是说任何一个星，而是他的星，就是耶稣基督的星。
Today's astrologers believe that that star was actually the alignment of three planets.
今天呢，有一些星象家觉得这个星可能是三个行星的组合。
They believe that Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn all aligned, which was a rare phenomena that happened in about 6 BC.
他们觉得说大概是土星、火星、木星，正好就是在公元前大概是六世纪的时候呢，就正好这三颗星连在了一起。
We know that they followed the star to locate Jesus.
我们知道这些博士看见了这个星，就跟着这个星来了。
And we know that they traveled a great distance.
我们知道他们走了很长的一段时间。They
probably were educated and most likely would have been educated in the prophecy about the coming of the Messiah.
他们可能是受过教育的，而且他们学过这个先知书，知道这是弥赛亚。
And they knew that Jesus was worthy of being worshipped.
而且他们知道耶稣基督是值得他们敬拜的。
As we mentioned earlier, they met Jesus in a house and not a stable.
就跟我们刚刚讲到了，他们是在一个房子里面，而不是在马槽里面见到耶稣基督的。
And they brought gifts both fit for royalty that was useful and also prophetic about the life and death of Jesus Christ.
他们带来了很珍贵的礼物，而且这些礼物不单只是有用，而且也具有预告的、预表的作用。
And there is a good possibility that they had no way of knowing how prophetic and useful those gifts were going to be for Jesus.
这些礼物是预表耶稣的生和死，而且他们那时候这些博士恐怕也不知道他们带来的礼物的这些预表的作用，还有这些有用性。We
also don't know if Mary and Joseph would have understood the meaning behind those gifts.
我想呢，大概那时候玛利亚跟约瑟。 也不知道这些礼物后面的意义。But
God in his divine sovereign power through the power of the Holy Spirit gave those gifts to his son because he knew that they would need them.
当是神通过他圣洁还有独一的全能，他用他的能力把这些礼物带给了耶稣基督。
Charles Stanley, a great Bible teacher, describes the prophetic gifts in this way.
Charles Stanley 就是一个圣经的学者，他这样子描述这些礼物的预表的作用。
Gold in ancient times was given to show honor and high esteem.
黄金是代表尊贵。
A gift that would be befitting for a king.
是给王的,
and it prophesies pointing to Jesus as the king.
所以这个是预表耶稣基督是王。
Frankincense was used in the temple to worship.
乳香是用来敬拜的。
They would sprinkle the frankincense on burning coals.
他们会把乳香呢就撒在燃烧的
The smoke rising up was symbolic of our prayers rising up to God.
然后一撒上去，那烟上来的时候，那就预表着说，这是祷告达到神上面。
The gift is befitting for a priest.
所以这礼物呢是代表祭司。
Prophetically, this points to Jesus as our high priest.
所以这预表耶稣基督是我们至高的祭司。
Now myrrh was a very costly perfume, and it was used as a burial spice.
墨香呢？墨药是一个非常贵重的香料来的，它是用来埋葬。
The spice would have been spread over a wrapped body in a tomb.
他这人用这个墨药撒在包起来的身体上面，然后把这身体放在坟墓里面。
This is a gift befitting a redeemer who came and died for the sins of mankind.
所以这个礼物是给赎罪的羔羊用的。
This gift prophetically speaks.Of Jesus' death.
它预表耶稣基督会为我们死。
All of those gifts were used and prophetically proclaimed who Jesus was.
所以这些礼物都是具有预表的作用的。
So what can we learn from the wise men to carry into our new year?
所以我们可以从这些博士身上学到什么东西呢？在这新的一年。
They searched the stars and the prophetic books of old and learned about the coming of the Messiah.
他们寻找他的心，然后他们学习先知书。
Today, are we searching the Old and New Testament to learn about the Messiah?
我们今天我们有没有来细细的查考我们的圣经？然后学习我们的弥赛亚。
They traveled thousands of miles to find Jesus.
他们走了很长的时间才找到耶稣基督。
Today we expect Jesus to come to us and for him to explain himself to us who he is.
但是呢，我们今天往往是等耶稣基督来找我们，来跟我们说他是谁。
We need to go to him.
我们必须去寻找他。
The wise men were overjoyed and worshipped the child.
这些博士看见这小孩子的时候，就大大的欢喜，而且俯伏敬拜他。
And today, do we look forward to always worshiping Jesus with great joy?
但是今天我们有没有以欢喜的心去敬拜耶稣基督？
They gave extraordinary gifts to Jesus.
他们把很贵重的礼物给耶稣基督。
Today, we often expect Jesus to give us the gifts.
但是今天呢，我们往往期待耶稣基督给我们礼物。
So this year, let's together follow some of the examples of the wise men.
所以今年让我们学习这些博士。
Search for Jesus with all of our hearts.
用我们的心来寻找耶稣基督。
Find him by studying the scriptures.
寻找他，我们通过学习圣经来寻找他。
Learn that all that there is to know about Jesus as king, as high priest, as redeemer.
学习耶稣基督是一个神，是一个至高的祭司，是一个赎罪者。
Worship him for not what he can give us, but worship him for who he is.
我们要敬拜他，不是因为说他能够给我们，而是因为他是他。
The prophet Isaiah proclaims him as wonderful counselor.
先知以赛亚说他是。奇妙的测试
Mighty God
全能的神
Everlasting Father
永在的父
Prince of Peace
平安的君
We can also learn from the wise men to give our God-given gifts and talents to God
我们可以学习这些博士把神给我们的恩赐来服侍神
We can use these gifts not only to serve him, but to love him.
我们可以用神给我们的恩赐，不仅仅来服侍他，而且来爱他。
And we can give him the best gift that we have.
而且我们可以把我们最好的礼物给他。
We can give him ourselves.
那就是我们自己。
We can surrender all of our life to him.
我们可以把我们的一生献给他。
Not just part of it.
不是只是一部分。
Surrender all of our life to him.
而是我们的所有。
When Herod and all of Jerusalem heard about Jesus, they were disturbed.
当希律王还有耶路撒冷所有的人听到耶稣基督的时候，他们心里面不安。
When the wise men found Jesus, they were overjoyed.
但是当这些博士找到耶稣基督的时候，他们就大大的欢喜。
What is your response to Jesus?
你对耶稣基督的回应是什么呢？
Charles Stanley puts it this way.
Charles Stanley 这么说。
When you acknowledge him as King, Redeemer, and High Priest, you will discover the joys and unfathomable riches of his marvelous kingdom.
当你承认耶稣基督是神，是至高的祭司，是赎罪者的时候，那你的心就会充满了无比的喜乐。
So let's not go another year, another day, another moment without acknowledging Jesus for who Jesus is.
所以，让我们开始新的一年，接受承认耶稣基督，接受耶稣基督。
And we're going to go into a time of communion.
现在是我们领圣餐的时候。
To acknowledge what Jesus did for us.
承认耶稣基督。